Well, again, I'm your host, Joe Von Mudding, and with me, I've got the owner of Tantra, Mr. Jeff.
Jeff Colasurd, yes.
Awesome. I love that radio voice. And then we also have the co-owners of Refillery, yes. Correct?
Truly Pure Refillery.
Truly Pure Refillery. Yeah. Okay. That's a tongue
three
twister.
Times.
I don't want to say three times. Somebody's going to levitate.
You can call it Refillery. Everyone knows this in town as Refillery.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And I believe I have Miss Holly.
Yes.
And Carly.
Yep.
Correct? And pronounce the last name for me one last time so I know I'm not saying it wrong.
McGarvey.
Okay,
it's,
perfect.
It's okay.
All right, so I'm just going to tell everyone by their first name. That way yes. We don't butcher anything. So, Jeff, really quick, can you give us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, I've lived in San Marcos since 2015. I've just kind of bounced around doing service industry, and then I got into farming and ranch management, and okay. You know, then Tantra okay. came around in my life,
you
and
saw
I
saw the opportunity. And you
yeah,
jumped on it, huh?
Ended up getting involved in that. And
so, what motivated you to start that business or that?
Having bluegrass night back. Which isn't the best way to base a business.
No. I mean, honestly, that is quite the event to have, and it is an incredible event to attend to. I've gone to a handful myself, and they're nice.
Every Wednesday night, by the way.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Absolutely.
Yeah, every Wednesday at 7:30.
Yeah. Awesome. And we can get our finest bluegrass music.
Totally. It's a rotating cast of crew. You know, it's like 9 different people that end up
It's a different
playing.
Show every single time.
Totally.
I love that.
It's fun.
Give us a quick pitch or little introduction as to who you guys are. Carly and Holly, please tell
yes.
us who you are.
Carly's from California. I am from the East Coast, Maryland,
okay.
Virginia area. And we moved here and decided we wanted to open a shop, but we really didn't know what. Well, Carly had a refill shop.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town outside of Lake Tahoe, Northern California.
Okay.
And one of our good family friends owned the first refill shop in California called Soap, Save Our Ailing Planet, which is pretty cool mm-hmm. and funky. We tried to use the name when she sold it, but unfortunately got sold with the new buyers.
Uh-huh.
But and I grew up going there to get different gifts at the holidays for people and essential oils and mm-hmm. different things. It was right next to my small charter school I went through all the way through high school, so I would walk there all the time. Mm-hmm. And we came here to Texas and we wanted to open a shop.
There were none when we opened. We thought consignment.
We thought antique shop, fun stuff like that, Texas stuff. And Holly and I put our heads together and said, let's do a refill shop. Let's be the first one in Texas. It might be a little bit of a push because it's a new thing to Texas,
but
we're going to do it. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, guys. I love that.
Going
especially being the first
year.
One. Going
this
on your fifth year of business
yeah. Yeah.
since 2019. If I'm hearing that correctly. So you guys survived the pandemic,
yes.
have done so much. Okay, I'm so excited to get to interview you guys today. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. So really quick, give me the main mission or the goal of your business.
Stop polluting with plastic. It doesn't get recycled as people think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Stop rebuying plastic containers mm-hmm. and your shampoo, your body wash, all that in a big old plastic container.
Yeah, and while doing so, ditch the toxins.
Yes.
Get rid of all those terrible chemicals that are in our water,
products.
Food, products, everything mm-hmm. nowadays, and keep your home and your family and yourself and your pets and the rivers and everything clean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All of it goes somewhere, so all of our products are 100% all natural, organic, certified if possible, and small businesses all over America.
Okay, I love that. Can you give me a quick, you know, what is your main mission or the goal of your business?
Totally.
At Tantra?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of a one-stop shop, you know. If you want to come study in the morning, you know, do a little work as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the coffee, we've got the food
mm-hmm.
In the evening.
Oh, the food is amazing. The breakfast tacos.
Sweet,
so
thank you.
The same. Oh.
And, you know, gearing start to get towards the afternoon, the evening, you want yourself a cocktail or, you know, a beer.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, we love real ale brewing out of Blanco. You know, they're great.
Yeah.
We have a lot of real ale on tap.
Awesome.
For that, and you know, we also in this iteration of Tantra now we have our mixed beverage permit, so you know, we have cocktails.
You got boozy cocktails?
We do have boozy cocktails. My favorite is the Sunburn.
The Sunburn.
It's mezcal, Ancho Reyes, the poblano liqueur,
great.
Pineapple juice.
Yes.
It's and a coconut syrup that we make in house.
Oh.
And all our syrups we make in house too.
Okay.
Everything for our coffees.
Beautiful.
Everything.
Awesome. Nice. Well, I guess we know where we're going after this.
Yes.
Now, yes. I do have to plug my personal favorite is the nachos.
Okay. The loaded sweet potato fries.
The loaded sweet potato fries that you think are nachos. They are sweet potato fries. They are loaded. They are great. And so, hey, they're filming outside. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, of course. And then, well, I want to go off and ask you guys a little bit more about your relationship with the community here on. So how does your business contribute to the local community of San Marcos?
Well, we think it's teaching people, I don't know about you, but when I grew up, it was always, no, don't litter, don't litter, don't litter, don't litter. Mm-hmm. And you don't hear that as much anymore. The advertisements aren't out there. It's not.
Yeah.
We want the river areas to be clean. We don't want plastic thrown around. I believe San Marcos came up with a rule that you have to have a solid container anymore. You can't have glass or plastic.
Glass
so,
or plastic.
Excellent. We want people to reuse their plastic and their glass, mm-hmm. and they're doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's helping the kids. So what we can say is it takes a village, you know?
It does.
One person, true. A bunch of people, we all contribute to cleaning up our environment. Less plastic in the landfill.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a better place to be at with the refill shop in Texas.
With
our beautiful ecosystem, San Marcos River.
It's
and
something to defend.
Yeah, it is something to defend and protect.
Too.
Yeah. Yes.
So I love that. Can you give me a little bit of, you know, the relationship that you guys have with the community over at Tantra?
Jeff? Yeah, it's a lot of it's local music, you know. I mean, we give a lot of folks a platform over there to come play.
I love that.
And, you know, we've got a full schedule all the time. Hey, Joey. He's a wonderful videographer. but, you know, we give all these musicians a great place to you know, showcase their talents.
That's
and there's
awesome.
There's a ton of good talent in this town.
Plenty of good
and
talent.
And a good place for us to come hang and hear
absolutely.
It.
Yes. Absolutely.
You get to love it.
Totally.
So it's a perfect harmony of, you know, your relationship with the community. I love this.
I missed it when we closed.
Oh, yeah. Events and initiatives are going to be my next subject here. So can you tell us a little bit about any events that Tantra might have or any initiatives that you guys have taken on that you're excited about?
Totally. So, you know, like we talked about earlier, we have that bluegrass night. It's every Wednesday at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Killer crew of folks picking. And, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, we usually have a different showcase artists.
Yeah.
You know, folks from out of town. Bands that are big in town, and also every other Monday, and it'll be this upcoming Monday,
okay.
We do an open mic night where we do a showcase artist, and it's rotating, and that sign-ups at 6:30, and it goes until about 10 o'clock at night, and you can come throw your name in the hat and get up there and have your 10 minutes up there, and then we have a showcase artist who ends it out every
so
night.
Cool. Awesome, and I think one of my business partner, Henry, with the Shah Zavon, also performed at Tantra.
Oh, yeah. I love Shah Zavon.
I heard that show was off the chain. I was so sad I was not able to make it. But yeah,
we love Shahs. They're great.
Shout out to Shah Zavon. Can you tell us a little bit about the events or initiatives that you guys are excited about?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a Truly Pure craft bar in the back of our shop. It's not your usual craft bar. It's somewhere where you get your hands busy, get your mind off things, have fun with friends, family, or a date night. And you can come in anytime for walk-ins for candle workshops starting again next week for a non-toxic pour your own candle, make your own scent, all that fun stuff. Pick a beautiful vessel or bring your own to put your candle in. And we also have a sugar scrub bar. You can come and make a sugar scrub anytime during the week. Also, you can check out our website, and we have all different types of classes and private parties that you can book there.
Sourdough.
Okay.
Sourdough workshops, too. Those
sourdough
are really fun.
Sourdough workshops.
Yeah. Yeah. Make
and
your
so
own sourdough. Lots of different ones, yes.
To book that event for these private parties or date nights or corporate or
website.
Employee. Website.
Yep. Website.
What is that website?
TrulyPureRefillery.com.
TrulyPureRefillery.com.
Yep.
All right. I will be checking that out. Now I'm going to go on to like a little bit more specific questions as well. I want to hear a little bit about the challenges and opportunities that your business has gone through. I know they are very unique in their own ways. So what are the challenges that you have faced while operating here in San Marcos as the refillery business?
Well, I think for us, it's been really beautiful and wonderful. We've met so many customers and have served so many great people with helping them become more plastic-free aware of, not plastic-free, because really none of us can be plastic-free. Plastic's going to be with us, you know? Mm-hmm. But being more aware of it and your consumption and where you can help out where you can. You know what I mean? By refilling your shampoo instead of buying it every month, right? A new bottle. So I think that alone has been really great, but also it's come with challenges as educating the area on, especially all of Texas, on how to be a little greener. You know what I mean? And it takes a minute for people to realize, what is a refillery? They're so confused. Mm-hmm. They see our signs, they see our marketing, they see our ads. It takes a special person to jump on it, come check out our shop and actually become a customer, right? It's not your usual coffee shop or bar or whatever where they just know what it is and they're going in and going to enjoy themselves, right? So I think that's been the biggest challenge so far, really, is just getting people in that don't have knowledge about what refilling is, or maybe they're intimidated. We're so friendly. We're so nice. Come see us. We love all of our customers and treat them that way like family. So yeah, definitely. That's probably the hardest part, especially with the pandemic and everything, of course, as well. That was a bummer when we opened a month before as the first brick and mortar refill shop. So
we did a lot of deliveries though.
Yes, we did
a lot of
deliveries. We had cleaning supplies.
We had cleaning supplies,
body wash,
hand sanitizer.
People, we were allowed to stay open.
Good, we
had a van. We drove all over the hill country, my husband and I, while pregnant with our son, and refilling everyone's stuff.
I
and
love
our
that
live-in van that we turned into a shop that you could actually, like, you know, accessible, go inside it and stuff. It was really cool.
Neat.
So yeah,
that's awesome. That is so cool.
The other challenge is, just really quick, I don't want to bust in on time, is refill, trying to get our products in bulk.
Yeah,
because we don't want 16-ounce bottles. Oh, pump 4 ounces. You know, like, why would somebody want to do that?
Yeah, no.
So getting it in 5-gallon and even 1-gallon is very helpful. So businesses out there are doing more of that for us, for all the refill
that
shops.
That offer full loop refilling, you know, where you
and
can
you
send it back
return the bottles,
or...
you return the bag. Yeah. And that way, we're really doing our part. It's not greenwashing. Yeah. We're really recycling it and bringing it back.
And out of curiosity, that is the first time I've ever heard that. Greenwashing.
Oh yeah,
big. Might be the first time that any of our listeners hear it too. What is greenwashing?
Greenwashing is basically when you walk down a Target aisle and of body care and you see all these brands. I'm not going to say any just for legal purposes, but you know, natural brands that they advertise 90% of the time, maybe 98% of the time, are not natural. They're cleaner, but they're not natural. They still have stuff that harm the planet, harm your body, harm your hormones, your endocrine disruptor, all of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, it means that they're faking you out on pretty labels and pretty advertising that says made with essential oils when it's made with super toxic fragrance, right? But they had a little eucalyptus oil, so they put it on there made with essential oils, right?
Yeah.
That's greenwashing. And so our store is not greenwashed. We read every label and every business that we work with. We make sure to fully investigate them to make sure they're going to be a proper product in our store that's scientifically backed to be healthy for your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for informing us and educating us on that.
Let's take a quick station break real quick here.
Let's take a quick station break. Yes, sir.
We're going to be right back with you. You are listening to Downtown Discoveries here on KCSM, KCSM LP 104.1, San Marcos, Texas. And the views expressed on this show are those of the hosts, the guests, and not necessarily those of KCSM or SMTXCRA. Its governing board. Will be right back with you.
Centro Cultural Hispano de San Marcos and LULAC Council 654 have collaborated their efforts to hold the third annual Hispanic Heritage Exhibition Walk in San Marcos, Texas. The Exhibition Walk will serve as a kickoff event for Hispanic Heritage Month. This event will take place on Saturday, September the 14th, 10 a.m. at Centro Cultural Hispano de San Marcos, which is located at 211 Lee Street, and will culminate at the historic Hays County Courthouse. The walk will display the flags of Latin American countries represented during Hispanic Heritage Month. At the courthouse, there will be music, food, and vendors. Proceeds from this event will grant local students with scholarships to further their education. If your organization or business would like to participate, or for more information, please email us at hispanicheritageexhibitionwalk@gmail.com.
Awesome. And we're back from our break. Thank you guys so much for listening in to Downtown Discoveries. I'm going to be your host, Jovan, and we are sitting here with Jeff, Holly, and Carly. Jeff is the owner of Tantra. Carly and Holly are co-owners of our first refillery in Texas. And we are learning more about their businesses and what their initiatives are, who they are, as people, and we're really enjoying it. So going back to the questions of the challenges and opportunities, I want to get back to talking to you, Jeff. What are some of the opportunities that you see for growth and development in the downtown area with your business?
Yeah, well, there's, you know, I mean,
there's a lot.
They're going to keep building some, you know, residential down here. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's great for actually both our businesses. That's happening. But, you know, I have limitations during the winter and if it's raining. Because a lot of our space is outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working to kind of figure out how to cover a lot of that space now, especially now that we had to unfortunately cut some trees down. And, you know, it breaks my heart a little bit.
It does sting. It does.
We've got that. And during the winter, it's been great because this last winter, you know, we were packed inside. But, you know, when we don't have... to be able to utilize, it hurts a little bit.
There's businesses like that here in San Marcos too, because our falls are beautiful. We get beautiful 72 degree falls, just like our river, and it's just incredible. But once that Texas heat comes in,
or hailstorm,
our sign is still broken. We've ordered a new one twice now with the wrong font they've sent us, and we're still waiting on our sign to be fixed. It's looking a little rough, but it's okay.
Well, yikes. That's one of the challenges you guys have to face as business owners.
Storms.
So I want to move forward on towards partnerships and collaborations. Have you been able to collaborate with any other local businesses or organizations aside from the downtown, you know, Association of San Marcos? Are there any other local businesses or organizations that you've collaborated with? And if so, have any of these partnerships benefited your place of work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we did, earlier this spring, we did the Bobcat Pride Scholarship Fund for the Outlaw Pride Fest.
Awesome.
And, you know, that was a big collaboration between a lot of different places in town. I mean, shoot, I can't even remember all of them off the top of my head.
We heard about this. This was a big thing. Yeah.
So we had that. And then, you know, upcoming, we've got Frights and Sounds coming up soon. And that'll be, what is it? I think it's three nights.
They're up to three nights this year.
Yeah. And so we're booked for two of those nights. And forgive me for not having that in front of me, who they are, but that's coming up soon in October.
That'll be at the third weekend in October.
Third weekend, thank you.
Third weekend in October. Okay, we will mark our calendars now to be there and support. Give me a couple collaborations in local businesses that Refinery has worked with, and any partnerships.
We really haven't done that. We did pre-COVID.
Well, we did a lot during COVID. We donated gallons and gallons of hand sanitizer. We were one of the only people in the local area.
Remember,
even out of big box stores didn't have it, you know. And so we were donating gallons to businesses that were staying open, the shelters, the animal shelters, human shelters, all the things, you know.
Yoga studio.
Yeah, yoga studio is one of them. You got to do your yoga during COVID, you know.
Got to. 6 feet away, though.
Yeah, and then we probably donate about 15 to 20 gift baskets that are about $100 in value every year, I would say, for this last 5 years, to different organizations around San Marcos, Hill Country.
Awesome.
Local. One of them, local, is Young Life for teen moms. We love to support those teen moms that are pushing through young parenthood and stuff. All that good stuff.
And
so,
pal.
Yeah, and pals. Always the pets. The animals and 4-H kids and
Girl Scouts.
Yeah. And good. There's a lot of different ones. But that's kind of how we give back to the community a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They make something from it, and then we get the people, ooh, I'm going back to get some more of that.
Yes, so. And we've hosted a lot of groups. Yes, Girl Scouts being one of them off the top of my head. But we've hosted a lot of different groups, different women's groups, and stuff like that at our craft bar, which is really cool for community. Yeah,
Mommy's Night Out.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Awesome. So these partnerships, you guys are well embedded within the community, then people know who you guys are, and I love that. That is the community engagement that makes me very proud to be a business owner in San Marcos as well. Let's go on and move towards, I want to hear a little bit more about like any community engagement. I know it sounds a little redundant, but I want to see, you know, is there any feedback that you've received from the community and how it has shaped your activities or your day-to-day business? Is there anything that you guys have been able to do?
Well, one thing, I mean, this seems minor, but it's actually pretty big, is that people can, and have learned that they can drop off their recycled, their glass, their plastic to us.
That's clean.
Yeah, we like it to be clean. We like it to be clean.
We have to re-sanitize it in our little sink. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do re-clean it and then put it out. So when you come in the shop, you say, oh, that looks great. I really want to try that. But I didn't bring a bottle.
Yeah.
Well, we say you can go in the bin there and you can grab a recycled and you can use it.
Yeah, and by doing that, we've saved over 400,000 single-use plastics from the landfill just here in Santa Cruz.
Oh, wow.
With
dang.
Our recycling
that
program.
That is not
and
an easy
that's
number
That's not
to
even
hit.
Counting, because I was recounting them yesterday, all the numbers. I got off track for a minute, but I had to go on our device and look at it all. But that's not including everyone that comes in just as a regular customer with their own bottle. So it includes some, but not all of them up to this like last year, so I didn't have time to count all those. But that's a big number in just little San Marcos. So keep
that
it coming
is awesome.
And come refill and bring your bottles if you're not going to refill.
And we'll there's use not... them. You can find pretty bottles in the bin.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the kids like the whiskey bottles or the wine bottle with the top.
A really high-end skincare from Ulta that's emptied and you refill it with natural skincare from us.
Like. I've personally had my dish soap at the sink for the last 5 years. Yeah. So the same bottle.
I love that.
I just refill it.
Same
you know,
bottle.
We can make them pretty. Yeah. We make labels for people if they want.
And we have customers that come in with bottles that are just from the day that we opened our grand opening 5 years ago. And so it's crazy to see that they still have that old label on there and how much we've grown just by our graphics and stuff
that must
in the
be
time
awesome.
Of branding and pretty labels now, so pretty cool.
Awesome. That is incredible. Jeff, I'm going to ask you the same question. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, any feedback that you receive from the community, whether that's customers or partners, that has shaped the way that you do your day-to-day business in any way?
Well, you know, we've man, look, big question there. It's always, you know, that place exists for the community, you know, so people are allowed to hold events in the back, in the back room. You know, Max Baker, Maxfield Baker, does a once a month meeting on kind of bridging the general public and local government so that there's some understanding of that.
Our
so
our councilman Max Baker has been doing events
former
councilman.
Former
councilman, excuse me.
Yeah, but still awesome. He's still super engaged with all of that and
good.
And he's an excellent resource for folks to
Civics Club, I think is what he calls
it. It is
that.
San Marcos Civics Club. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Can I add something to your
please?
Whenever you go into Tantra, it's the customer service is stellar.
Oh yeah,
they are so delightful.
This is
it's like they know you.
Oh yeah,
it makes me so happy when I go. Remember that, Joanne? We went in and it was like, oh hi girls, what do you want?
And
they called
the
us
usual?
Girls. Yeah, I mean, they called us girls.
I love that.
We do have excellent staff.
Yes. Oh, yeah, customer service is where it's at. Tantra,
absolutely.
For sure.
But Jeff, you know, we were talking about the home center earlier that you have the ability to have nonprofits come and to have fundraisers there as part of whatever they raise for the bands. And, you know, you work with the community that way as well.
Yeah, and the home center is a wonderful, wonderful organization that works with, you know, the homeless veterans in Hays County and helps them get things they need. You know, transition into housing and you know, employment and just, you know, kind of helping people that kind of get forgotten sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they do a stellar job and at that. And so we're more than happy to have them come out and, you know, donate a portion of our sales. And, you know, the bands are going
to
be, you know, helping out with that
too,
with
raise
the door.
Money as well,
And so hopefully we can just raise them a bunch of money.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, guys, we're coming up to the last 5 minutes of our show, and I really want to wrap this up on a, you know, just this has been such an incredible insight to yourselves and to your businesses, so thank you for the last 25 minutes. I want to go off and talk a little bit about your personal insights before we get our closing questions. Can you share, or actually, how about this? What advice would you give to someone looking to start a business or organization here in downtown San Marcos?
Work with the Downtown Association.
That's a little shameless plug right there. You know, that's a little shameless plug to the Downtown San Marcos Association. Please sign up.
And reach out to the students. You know, please. We have a boatload of those.
Yeah, we do.
A little more than
I think we have a little bit more than, what was it, 37,000?
The biggest class ever.
Yeah.
They said that last fall.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think they beat it.
Yeah. But no, we've had incredible leadership over there, too. Now, a little shout-out to Kay Damp, the president of the university, doing some incredible stuff for us.
Yeah, and I think maybe also just looking at the community and seeing what we need here on the square or in the downtown area. For us, that was big, and sure, a consignment shop or a coffee shop or something like that might have been much easier to market and get customers in and much more business profitable, right? But the refillery is something downtown needed, and Tantra is a beautiful place for people to go and have community, wonderful music, have a drink if you're into that, yummy food, all the things. And I think that's really cool that we're benefiting to the downtown area like that, and I think that's what business owners that are potential should think about, what we can add to it, you know.
Totally.
Jeff, what, do you have any advice that you would give to someone looking to start a business or organization in San Marcos?
Yeah, I mean, to follow up on what they said, you know, I mean, do the research, you know, and lots of it, and prepare for, you know, when you go through the permitting process. It's it's not necessarily an easy process, and it's time consuming.
It is.
And it'll make you want to pull your hair out.
At least you're in a nice building as you're pulling your hair out, right? A government building is pretty.
You know, so just be prepared for things that are unexpected, you know, because they pop up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I think we all felt that as business owners when we saw March 17, 2020 come in and just kind of be like, hey, you're not essential. What do you mean? This is essential for me to pay for
my
bills.
Thankfully, we were able to stay open because hand sanitizer. So that we were blessed there. But still being brand new was a little scary for sure.
That is a scary thought, but I appreciate y'all's advice. I want to do some closing thoughts or closing questions. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners, ladies from Refinery?
Come see us.
Come see us at the Refillery. Yep. Fridays is Fill Friday, 15% off all liquid refills. Bring your own container, refill it with some shampoo or laundry soap, hair care, body care, hand soap.
It's good to
deodorant cream is very popular. So if you're stinky, come get some deodorant.
And it works in
Texas.
Why
did you look at me when you said that?
I don't know. No, you don't stink.
Okay, awesome. Is there a way that people can contact you or find more information about your business?
Yeah, absolutely. We're everywhere. We have a website, www.trulypurerefillery.com. If you look up Refill Shop or The Refillery, it will come up in San Marcos, Texas. And Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, same thing. Truly Pure Refillery, SMTX, you know, it's all over the place. It pops right up nowadays. Perfect. So find us on there.
Follow us.
Yes.
Please. Jeff, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, you know, we come on in, get some coffee. We have, you know, we make all our own syrups in house. We make our own we make our own chai in house. I think that's something not a lot of places do. And also, you know, we've got Mini Minutes. It's still around from the old days.
I loved Mini Minutes back when I was in my undergrad. It got me through. I think I got my degree because of Mini Minutes.
It kills me.
Actually.
Well, it's back. So
I'm excited for this. This is awesome.
But yeah, and you can see all our events on tantrasanmarcos.com.
Okay.
And, you know, follow us on Instagram. I actually finally have given up control of the Instagram to one of the young folks because I'm evidently a little out of touch. So
my employees tell me the same thing, Jeff. Don't even worry about it. I wholeheartedly
I follow
understand.
You guys and I didn't notice, so it wasn't too bad then.
Oh, that's funny.
Some of them are cringy. I'm like,
they're like, really? Did you do that? Where'd you get that filter from? WordArt?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, anyways, I want to thank you guys again for coming
thank
on
you.
To Downtown Discoveries.
Yeah, totally. Thanks.
Huge shout out to the Downtown San Marcos Association for helping us produce this. Thank you to Rob, our producer. But thank you guys for your time and sharing the insights of your business and taking the time to talk to the community of San Marcos. So until next time, okay?
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, y'all.